We've been working the staff of the fund very closely with the authorities in the course of the last couple of months to ascertain the additional financing needs that they are confronting as a result of this tragic epidemic. We've worked quite quickly to get to our board these proposals for additional financing over and above the amounts we had already in place for those countries to help them deal with the crisis. For the three countries, the total amount approved by our board this morning is about $129.5 million. And of that, $41.4 million will go to Guinea, $48.3 million for Liberia, and to Sierra Leone, $39.8 million.
How significant will this funds be to these countries battling the Ebola outbreak?
Well, what we've tried to do is to estimate the additional financing needs, budget and balance of payments financing needs that they are confronting. And that need comes from a number of sources, impacts of the crisis. All three countries will see a considerable decline in the revenues that had previously been anticipated in 2014. They, of course, have additional expenditures related to fighting the epidemic, be it health expenditures or transportation or administrative, a whole series of things that they need to now finance. In order to try to protect the reform program and the development spending they had foreseen, one needs to bring additional financing to the budget, because without that, you risk, of course, reducing investment expenditures significantly, and that will impair their ability to grow down the road. So we're trying to protect what they had sought to spend on the development side this year by bringing more expenditures to make up for the shortfall in revenues and to finance the additional spending. So we estimate that the extra additional financing needs, as we call them, that the three countries together would face is about $300 million. But I should say that that's a very preliminary estimate predicated on the epidemic starting to be contained in the first quarter of 2015. If it goes beyond that, and if it takes much longer to get the epidemic under control, of course, the economic and fiscal and balance of payments impact will be more significant than we've so far estimated.
I was going to ask you about if there will be any other measures the institution will try to extend much more credit to them if things get out of hand and the economies are adversely affected by this ongoing Ebola outbreak.
Well, this is certainly something that we hope does not happen. Of course, ideally, this epidemic will be brought under control quickly to save the many lives that are at stake and to get these countries back on track to resume their growth. And, these are fragile countries who are suffering for many years and just trying to rebuild. And we certainly hope that they get back to that quickly. But having said that, of course, we do want to prepare to be responsive in case things look worse than we hope. And in that context, we certainly are looking at, looking at what can be done in case the situation deteriorates. For example, perhaps the epidemic doesn't get brought under control before maybe the end of 2015. What do we do in that? And we certainly have been encouraged by the response from our board this morning, asking us to look carefully at that and to, if there is a need to do so, come back to the board with proposals for additional financing that these countries will need. Having said that, of course, it has to be a broad international effort to respond to the large financing needs that these countries may have. The fund may not be able to fulfill all of them, but certainly we expect to be there to do more if needed.
How different will this financial assistance be than any other financial assistance these countries are currently receiving to support their fight against this dreaded disease?
Well, we certainly will be able to disburse this very quickly. The resources that approved this morning are now available to those countries. We estimate that by next Thursday, the amounts for each country will have been transferred to their central banks, and will be available to be passed on for budget support to support their budgets. So we expect that in the space of less than a week from our approval of these resources, they will be ready to be used. And we certainly hope that helps. And to answer your question, I mean, in terms of how different it is from what others are doing, of course, so far many donors, of course, are coming forward happily to start providing the resources needed. A lot of what we've seen some of the institutions approve or pledge so far will be going to finance expenditures by institutions like the WHO or the World Food Program, those organizations, very important in what they're delivering. But there has so far been very little in the way of response to what will be what is needed to be spent through government's own budgets for the health systems or for other expenditures that it is only government that can actually pay and execute. So this is the largest in the way so far, as far as we're aware, of budget support to be disbursed to these countries to help with financing Ebola needs.
Is your final message to these countries who will be receiving these monies?
Well, that we very much hope to help and support their efforts to confront this very, very difficult time and experience that they're going through, that we expect to continue to work with them very closely to make sure that they continue to do what they can to protect, of course, their reform efforts and the development efforts, but first and foremost, to mitigate the impact of this devastating crisis on their economic outlook and prospects. And in that context, of course, all of us expect that they will do the best they can to make sure these resources go exactly to where they're intended to go and are used most effectively.